Okay, good morning, and thank you everybody for being here. My name is John Shiner. I'm the Communications Director for Mike Cox. We appreciate you all taking the time to cover today's announcement. We're going to start today with some prepared remarks, and then we'll open it up for questions. And I'd like to ask everybody to hold your questions until the end. Today, we are going to reveal some new serious evidence of Congressman John James's record on outsourcing Michigan jobs and his business ties with the Chinese Communist Party. This is about real Michigan paychecks being replaced by cheap imports from factories in Shanghai and many others. With that, I'd like to introduce our first speaker, Dave Martin. Dave Martin has spent more than 40 years in the automotive industry. Dave?
Thank you, John, for that great introduction. And yes, it's a little bit over 40 years, but who's counting? I went to work at Chrysler, one of the original big three at the beginning. It was a great career opportunity with many of us that were proud to be there and be all part of Chrysler. Chrysler provided my family and I wonderful benefits and a reasonable starting salary. Back then, parents always hoped that their sons and daughters would end up in the auto industry and to raise a family and build a future right here in Michigan. Well, unfortunately, up stepped the offshore suppliers. Michigan's businesses and unemployment levels went through the roof, and we had a hard time with all the offshore movement. Every OEM wanted something produced with extremely low. Every OEM wanted something produced with extremely low labor and manufacturing costs, which equated to substantial profits for every OEM and huge return for offshore suppliers. Good-paying jobs were replaced by offshore suppliers, as I mentioned. As a result, we produced quality products in Michigan, and we were then eclipsed by lower quality imports. It's time for this to stop. Bear in mind, this state, Michigan, still has talent, skill, and the ability to build quality products. All we need is a governor that cares. That is one of the many reasons I am supporting Mike Cox. He understands that Michigan's future depends on manufacturing coming home. Thank you. I'd like to now introduce Rachel Smokovitz. She has a few words to say as well.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Rachel Smokovitz, and I've worked in the auto industry for 27 years, all of them at Chrysler, now Stellantis at the Warren Truck Assembly Plant in Warren, Michigan. Throughout my career, I have witnessed firsthand the impact of outsourcing jobs and importing cheap foreign auto parts has had on the auto industry. From what I have witnessed, outsourcing limits our ability to be successful because it takes the responsibility and the control out of our hands and puts it in the hands of someone else. When I started my career, we cut our own carpet, flooring for the vehicles, we built our own instrument panels, and had a facility in Detroit where we manufactured our own glass. Back then, the company and the workers had more control over the supply, the quality, and the timing, and we could hold each other accountable. The problem with outsourcing is that we lose control over whether foreign companies are producing quality products or quality parts for our customers, and if customers keep having to bring their vehicles back to the dealership for repairs, eventually they're going to get tired of that and they'll go somewhere else. That hurts the customers, that hurts the workers, the company, and the Michigan families that depend on these jobs. In a nutshell, importing cheap foreign parts from China is hurting the U.S. auto industry.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's kind of fitting, and please let me know or raise your hand if you can't hear me. I think it's kind of fitting. That's a beautiful sunny day here because they say that sunshine is the best antiseptic. Today's press conference is about calling out hypocrisy. Today's press conference is about John James saying one thing in public and doing something totally different with his private business life and profiting off that. Today is about John James putting profits over the people and the jobs that he's supposed to protect in Congress as an elected official from the state of Michigan. Today's press conference is about shining a little light on the truth and identifying the hypocrisy. I want to thank Dave and Rachel for those very important stories, those very important accounts of their lives and what they've witnessed over the intentional, purposeful decimation of the auto industry and a way of life that it's guaranteed for decades here in Michigan, where profits of suppliers like the James Group International, profits of Renaissance Global Logistics, let me repeat that name, Renaissance Global Logistics, profits of Renaissance Global Logistics were put over regular working people here in Michigan. And what has happened? What has happened? We've lost generations of workers, generations of livelihood, and now our state has been hollowed out. I stand before you today as a son of the working class. My dad was a union carpenter. My mom was a maid. I grew up in a neighborhood where everyone that I deliver my free press route on, everyone either worked at the Ford Foundry, and I appreciate the free press reporter smile. When I deliver my paper out, everyone worked at the Dearborn Foundry, one of the other Dearborn facilities, or at the Chrysler stamping plant on McGraw. My brother-in-law, Robbie, is a 25-year veteran of the automobile industry. He's a UAW who is building F-150 trucks in Dearborn Truck. And he has lived through the constant distress, depression, and dislocation as he had to move through various jobs, relocate his family, and relocate his job place over and over again as Michigan jobs and American jobs were sent overseas in order to bring profits back to the few, and some of the few are the folks who own that building across the street. We're today to talk about the record of two related companies. The James Group International, which, according to congressional records filed by Congressman James, is owned fully by him and his brother, and the Renaissance Global Logistics, which John James claims is his sole business experience. Well, what is the Renaissance Global Logistics Company do? They don't make anything. They're in logistics. That means that they're trade brokers. They facilitate imports into America. Imports from China, from Mexico, Indonesia, and 23 plus other nations. And we'll get into that in a second. But we're just going to talk about Renaissance Global Logistics under John James and just one nation, the nation of China. You know, John James says one thing in D.C. He says one thing when he's in Macomb County to his constituents, that he's America first, that he puts America jobs first, that he puts Michigan jobs first. But when he's here in his office with his brother, they put their profits over the people of Macomb, their profits over the people of Michigan, their profits over the job auto workers all across our nation. Again, saying one thing in public and doing another thing in private. You know, where I live, where I grew up, and amongst the friends that I grew up, so many of us were like Rachel and Dave. You either went to work in the plant, or maybe you went to college. You thought you were getting ahead. You got a degree from U of M Dearborn, U of D, or Wayne State, Michigan State, U of M, and you got a job with the Big Three, and you thought you were set for life. And yet so many people I know in their 40s, 50s, and 60s have had to jump, relocate, retrain, all to feed the profits of people like John James and his family so that they can live in mansions in Oakland County while others have to find new jobs and their jobs have gone overseas to China. John James often states, both in Washington, D.C. and in his Macomb County district, I was going to say where he lives, I don't know where that is exactly, but in his home district in Macomb County, he talks about how important manufacturing is to the state of Michigan. In fact, there are 80,000 manufacturing jobs in Congressman James' district as part of the 550,000 jobs here in Michigan. You know, over the past two decades, we've lost 35% of our manufacturing jobs, some 300,000 folks, 300,000 families who have struggled with the dislocation and distress of too many executives putting profits over people. Again, he's talked the talk of America first, but he's lived the life of China first and John James first. For instance, on the very first day in Congress, on the very first day of the current Congress. On the very first day of the current Congress, John James, January 15th of 2025, went to the floor of Congress and said, he mouthed the words that we need to protect American jobs and quote-unquote reshore American jobs. He then further stated this, and you can look at it right here. He stated, the other one, he stated this. I'm sorry. Bad optics. Go ahead and flip it back. Okay. In November, this is him talking to Congress. This is him talking to Congress the first day that he began his new term. In November, you, meaning the people of Macomb County and Oakland County, gave me my marching orders. Help bring our jobs back from Mexico and China. And then he went on to say that it would be his job to fight the nameless, faceless ghouls that are bankrupting and hurting and killing Americans by the millions, and that it's time to get to work. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to identify the name of one of those ghouls and the face of one of those ghouls. Next one, Alex. John James has often said, go back to your first one, thank you. John James has often said and talked about the threat of China to our economy, talked about the threat of China to our security, that China is an imminent threat to both our economy and our security. In fact, here's one quote, but you can all Google them. One quote from April 28th of 2023. Financing the China Communist Party only emboldens their quest for power and puts our nation at risk. Those are John James's words. Financing the Chinese Communist Party emboldens their quest for power and puts our nation at risk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to identify one of those ghouls right now. Alex, you want to pull up the next one? Here is a photo that John James had posted on his social media a number of years ago. It shows him in his own plant right across the street with a Chinese flag behind him. He then started getting criticized by the American First people, and he took it off social media. Otherwise, I could give you a better photo, because we had to go by a cached one. Let's talk about what Renaissance Global Logistics does. Next one, Alex. We've identified by going to a site called Import Genius, and I encourage you all to go there. It has both free information and paid information. When you go there and you put in Renaissance Global Logistics, you will find that during the time John James has been in Congress, during those 4 years from 2022 right up through today, that his company has imported shipments. Let me repeat that. Imported shipments from China 921 times. 921 times just from China. We didn't look up Mexico, we didn't look up Korea, we didn't look up Indonesia, but 921 times from China. We looked at the last one that we could identify in Import Genius, and that, ironically, was 6 days ago yesterday, on Memorial Day of all days. On Memorial Day, Renaissance Global Logistics brought in from China wheel rims. We have the weight about 70,963 pounds. They're Equinox wheel rims for GM products. Well, those weigh 22 pounds a person. They cost $444. And the value of that shipment was $1,432,634. That one shipment. Let me repeat that. On Memorial Day, he brought in a shipment from China that was just one of his 921 that has a value of $1,432,634. Literally, that was enough wheel rims for 1,000 cars in just one shipment from China. That's only one of 921. We can safely say from the information we have that during his time in Congress, he has imported well over $1 billion from China itself. Again, that is China. Put up the quote that he said about China there. That's the same China that he says if we finance our Chinese Communist Party, we'll only bold in their quest for power and put our nation at risk. And that's despite what he told his constituents last January 15th, that his marching orders were bring jobs back. Why he's running for governor, he is putting profits in his pocket over the people of his district in Michigan. That's why we are here today. Now, we'll go to the next exhibit. Do we have that, Alex? And we will provide this. It's in your fact sheet. Just some of the shipments in May. We don't have real-time access through Import Genius, unfortunately. We can't account for every shipment, but we do know a minimum of 921 since he's been in Congress. And here's just a sample of everything he's brought in. Things that are still made here in America, still within driving distance here in the Midwest. That is a person who's putting profits over people. This press conference is simply about striking back against outsourcers. This press conference is simply about truly putting Michigan and America first and identify the hypocrites and the frauds for what they are. So with that, why don't we play the commercial? Hopefully you can see it.
Place it. Used to be filled with the people, the industry that made work. The politicians like John James, whose company outsourced Michigan jobs and made a fortune partnering with the communist Chinese government, sold us out. I'm Mike Cox. If we want to bring jobs and industry back to Michigan, fix our school, eliminate the income tax, we need a governor who will stand with President Trump to put Michigan first.
We can replay that. We sent it to you all by a link in our press releases and also in your fact page. And with that, I would love to take any questions folks have. Yes, Clara. Do you guys mind moving up a little bit? I have a mic. You don't, so. Really? That's the question you're going to ask here in Michigan? He is personally making the profits. Okay? That $1 billion he took a cut out of that $1.25 billion. That's how he profits. The same time, he is running for office saying that he will protect manufacturing jobs. He literally wrote, Rachel works for Stellantis, and we can give it to you. He literally wrote a letter in 2023 when Stellantis was looking at laying off or closing the Warren plant and wanted an assurance from the president of Stellantis that in the future, Stellantis would only make its cars here in Michigan. Can you imagine that? So he wants to be governor of our state. It's not entitled to him. He got his company through birth. Right, he won the genetic lotto. He's a Nepo baby. But being governor is not entitled, especially where you've outsourced and hollowed out so many communities and so many families here in Michigan. And by the way, there are other ways to make a living. Yes, Liz.
Liz Moss with Government Service. So what is your call to action for James to get off these auto companies?
It's first and foremost, stop being a frickin' hypocrite. All right? Don't go around and talk about you're protecting Michigan manufacturing jobs. Don't go around and say my marching orders are to reshore while you're profiting off shipments. Liz, if you look at it, if you go over that, that's five shipments a week. Literally one shipment from China. And this is just China. One shipment a week, excuse me, a day, every working day. That's incredible. That's incredible arrogance. That's incredible hypocrisy. And that is totally out of touch with the citizens of Michigan. Yes, sir. A number of things. Number one, You could talk to any manufacturer, and they will tell you energy costs are crazy here, right? And that's why so many smaller manufacturers, auto and others, go across the border, Indiana and China. So I would take on the utilities, as I did when I was Attorney General, and save billions in rate hikes to both residents and manufacturers. That's number one. I'd reduce energy costs. Number two, one of the other biggest impediments to building a manufacturing facility here is EGLE, which is environmental arm of the. If you talk to anyone who wants to build a facility here, I've represented two different people who wanted to build here. You can't get a decision. It takes forever. And Michigan is the hardest place to do business in the country. Number three, we have to fix education. So we have better skilled trades and better educated folks when they go to work in the plant. Yes, ma'am.
Catherine Daly with the Michigan Advance.
Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you. These types of allegations and these facts about James' business background have come up in past campaigns.
No, they haven't. Respectfully, they haven't. There was one press release. There was one press release in 2018. I think Clara covered it, and they didn't identify 930 shipments. And at that time, he wasn't an elected official. We've identified 930 shipments from just one country that have occurred while he's been in Congress, supposedly protecting the 10th District jobs, supposedly protecting manufacturing jobs here in Michigan. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off, but. Well, it's, we're showing the deets, right? We're showing the receipts here. We're showing the receipts of just one day, the impact of one day. And I don't care if you're Republican, independent, or Democrat, you don't want to vote for the outsourcer. It's that simple. The people I grew up with, some are Democrats, some are Republicans, some are independent, and no one likes the person who profits off of outsourcing when they run for office. That's maybe part of why he lost before. It's certainly going to be why he's going to lose this time. Yes, Clara.
You talked about union members in your own family, your father and your brother.
Right.
Can you talk about the value of union membership that you see in your family and how you square that with your position to make Michigan a right sports state?
Well, have you ever heard of Auto Workers for Trump? If you talk with them, they will tell you right to work made the UAW more responsive. If you talk to my brother-in-law, who didn't quit the UAW, but he told you once right to work came along, his union stewards and business agents started responding to things. I mean, it's that simple. Do you know who former President Williams is? Are you looking at what's going on with President Sean Fain right now? The UAW's been, the leadership's been in turmoil. If UAW members could then exercise a little more say over their leadership when they start engaging in the position of Mr. Williams in corruption and in the position of Mr. Fain, according to the court-appointed receiver. By the way, why do they have a court-appointed receiver? Because they weren't running the union properly. So it just empowers workers. Here's the reality. There is no union that was hurt by right to work, but we do know this. Maybe a couple of public sector unions. No real working man, working woman's union was hurt by right to work. But we do know this. It did send a signal to the rest of the country that we're open for business and we don't discriminate against non-union jobs. And I'd love to go in that more, but we're really here to talk about the hypocrisy of John James talking about protecting jobs, why he's imported over $1 billion in value from one nation, who he says is a national security threat to us, and he's fomenting. The other piece, if you look at your papers, you're going to see that he and his family have had a 10-year relationship with Changan Autos. If you go Google Changan Autos or your AI or whatever you use, you're going to learn that his partner there, Changan Autos, he didn't import through Changan Autos, but his partner for in other business ventures is owned by the Communist Chinese Party. It's the same company that makes all the munitions for the People's Liberation of Army of China. So when he talks about the threat China poses to our national security, as I said, he's an out-and-out liar when he's importing 921 shipments at the same time engaging in profitable business ventures with the Chinese CCP. Yes, Esteban.
I'm looking at this picture. I'm looking at that picture. Do we know what it says on that flag? Is that this warehouse?
That is his warehouse that he posted.
Is that this warehouse?
Yes, it is. That's why we're here. I assume he was smart enough to take it down. There was a picture in today's Detroit Free Press, stock photo. Clara can maybe help you out. I did see the Korean flag in the back, who, by the way, a lot of American jobs have gone to Korea. You know, you go to Korea, you can't drive an American car there, but you can drive Hyundais over here. And that's because of outsourcing. But I digress. Esteban, I have no idea. Maybe you could ask Congressman James about his affinity to the Chinese flag. Yes, Liz.
So what's your plan then to work with auto companies to stop the outsourcing?
Like I told the young man from WDET, we're going to lower energy costs here, number two. Number two, we're going to work on making Eagle more efficient to help manufacturers who want to build in Michigan make it easier. We're going to upgrade our education workforce. And number four, we're going to work with the Department of Commerce to defend American jobs from being offshore. As simple as that. But aside from whatever I do, at the end of the day, I'm just calling out. Today, I'm talking about hypocrisy. Today, I'm talking about a lie, saying one thing in public and doing another thing that lines your pocket. Anyone else? Okay. Are you going to ask all your questions? No. Any other questions on the James Group International, Changan Automotive, or Renaissance Global Logistics? Let me repeat that. The only business experience he says he has is as the CEO of Renaissance Global Logistics. He's a trust fund baby. Look at his congressional records. And he got that company from his dad, and he turned it around and has used it to import 921 shipments from China in the past 4 years. Thank you very, very much.
All right, thank you everybody for coming. Yep, thank you.